this is in 1945, and this is a memory I have because at the time I would have been 9 years old. So,
well, this was in London, England.
In London, where I was born,
mm-hmm.
in the house that I lived in with my mother and her sister and my older sister, and I had a younger sister called Sylvia. And my mother had just had another baby, Edna, the youngest one, who was about 2 or 3 months old, because my father had came home on leave, and as a result, we had another addition to the family. So there were four of us, and my mother lived there with her sister and my two girl cousins. So I was amongst all women.
Hasn't changed.
But anyway, this particular incident is what I remember. And I lived on one of the main roads, the house fronted onto one of the main roads leading out of London towards the south. And at that point of the war, it was nearly over, but Hitler, as a last resort, was sending these rockets over that had enormous amount of explosives, carried enormous amount of explosives, and you didn't know they were coming, you didn't hear them. The only thing you would hear was like a very loud pitch whistle, and everybody used to say, if you hear the whistle, then don't worry about it because you're dead. And these things could knock down sort of streets with 50 houses in them.
Wow.
In one hit. There was so much explosive in them. Anyway, we lived in this old house, and there was a sort of big front yard, and then the street, and then at right angles to the main road was another street, and just so happened there was a grocery store on the corner of the street on the other side of the road. My sister and my cousin at that particular time were in the grocery store getting some stuff. My mother and her sister were standing outside near this old tree. We had this like 150-year-old tree, like a big oak tree in the front yard, and they were standing behind that. And I was standing outside the house where my baby sister was in an old-fashioned perambulator. You've seen it, like Mary Poppins type mm-hmm. thing, with the big handles and the hood. And I was standing inside the handles, just sort of, you know,
playing
with the kid. And I don't know why, I do remember hearing this whistle. And I pulled up the hood, and I don't know why I did that at the pram. I threw the blanket over my sister's face. I ducked out under the pram handles, and I remember running, and then I remember being caught by this, like a big wind picked me up and sort of threw me against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up, I've still got the scar. It kind of banged me on the head, and I didn't know what was going on. And my mother and her sister were unharmed, apart from the fact that they were having hysterics. And my sister and her cousin were in this grocery store, which had been partially demolished. But they used to, in those days, they used to stack everything in big sort of tin cans. And these had all fallen down on top of it. They were in the shop with a couple of other people and the people that worked in the shop. And they were buried. But just past them, a whole street and the street next to it had been completely demolished. That's about 50 houses. And it wasn't so bad from the point of view of people being killed, because it was it was in like lunch hour, and mm-hmm. people weren't at home. Most people were out because everybody worked, and the kids used to stay in school mostly. And so it wasn't so bad about things, people being killed, but there was a tremendous amount, desolated this whole area. And that really, and then when we went back, my sisters were dug out, my sister and my cousin were dug out of the debris in this shop.
Mm-hmm.
And they still twitch when you talk about it to this day. Really traumatised.
Mm-hmm.
My mother and I were sort of, didn't know whether they were coming or going for about a week. And I was carted off to the hospital because I had this big gash in my head,
oh my God,
which they sewed up.
Is that the biggest wound you think you've gotten during that time? Or
oh, yeah, the only one.
Well, really?
I used to break my arms and legs regularly.
Oh, wow.
Playing on the bomb sites.
But oh, well,
that was normal. Mm-hmm. That was kind of normal. We did kind of stupid things when we were kids. And And Edna, the baby, she was fine. She was in the pram and it was covered in lumps of glass. You know, the blanket was covered in bits of glass and bricks and all the rest of it. And they told me afterwards, if I hadn't have done that, you know, she would have probably been dead.
Wow.
Because there's some, you know, the bricks flying about. But that's my memory of a nice sort of spring.
Nice childhood.
Spring day, it was a long time mm-hmm. ago now, more than 70 years.